On the show today, we have our community creators, Ryan Drake and Thrives and Leg, talking about their latest webinar coming up called Connecting Data to Create Value and Growth in a Disruptive Climate. So check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Ryan Drake from our community credit union. How are you, Ryan?
I am great.
Excellent. And Thrives and Leg, and how are you?
Fantastic. Thank
you. Good. Hey, you guys are, you guys have a webinar coming up here pretty soon here. It's called Connecting Data to Create Value and Growth in a Disruptive Climate. So before we get into the meat of the interview, can either of you, both of you, whichever one, going to give us kind of a, give us a summary of what's to be expected in this webinar?
Absolutely. Can I jump in, Ryan?
And go for ladies it. First.
All right. Fabulous. So what this is about kind of Ryan's process on tackling a big issue in the credit union industry, and that is, how do I compete in this really competitive and really disruptive environment? Mm-hmm. And the way they decide to approach it is to really harness that big data that they've got, connect it up through a data warehouse, put it together, and from there, look at the insights so they can learn some really important things about the members. And that is, what's the members' problems? Mm-hmm. What can they do to create solutions for that? In addition to that, also looking at the marketplace that they exist in, who's their competitors, who is their disruptors,
right. All
of that. And then the nice bit is where I come in and I help them create those insights and then build the strategies to help them, you know, create deeper relationships with the member and really harness on what's going to be the member value. So this is their story about their process of doing this. And it's so important right now because credit unions are really trying to figure out, how do I create solutions to this environment I work in, and really harnessing that data is a key spot. But that's more about what the webinar is about.
Okay. And Ryan, can you give us the credit union perspective here? Because that's always an interesting piece of information. So,
Well, for us, we've discovered that there's a lot of value in getting the history of our data, which we don't always have available to us because in our core processor, we have back to January 1st of last year. It's helping to build support to build strategies and to support the strategies that we already have. Mm-hmm. And it gives us quantifiable numbers so we could increase income, reduce costs, and create efficiencies in the credit union.
Gotcha. And so why is this topic so important for credit unions today? I know there's so many things going on. It's like, so why is this one so important right now? Anne, you want to go first?
Okay, I'll go. So one of the things that I see in the marketplace is, how do you compete? You're a credit union, and regardless of size, you've got one incredible resource, and that's your data. Mm-hmm. We are really data rich in our environment. And so if you can harness that data, you can learn an amazing amount about member. And Ryan, I know you can talk a lot about the different things that you guys learned, which were just crazy. With that, though, that allows you then to solve that problem of, how do I create that deeper relationship? Mm-hmm. How do I combat disruption? How do I combat competition? Mm-hmm. By creating value. And that's all coming back to, how do I learn more? What do I do with that?
Okay.
And then how do I execute on it? So, I mean, Ryan can really talk to the point of what you learned, but that's from an industry standpoint, that seems to be mission critical.
Ryan, you're up.
Yeah, from our perspective, we know that there's a lot of money backing disruptors out there.
No.
And a lot of the disruptors aren't regulated the same way we are, so we're at a disadvantage that way. So the advantages that we have are collaboration. And we've joined the CUSO with On Approach. And then through that, we got Anne. And she came to us and showed us how we can group things and new things that we learned from her, that sort of thing. And the way I see it is, at least this triangle and other credit unions I've talked to are in the group and that sort of thing. We're through the collaboration, we're helping each other be successful. And it kind of builds a coalition to get us hopefully on even footing with the disruptors that have the advantages that we don't have. It also helps us to gain efficiencies of bigger credit unions. We think that you can gain efficiencies economies of scale. Mm-hmm. At about 500 million, we're at 330 right now. And so the data is going to help us to bridge that gap until we can get to that point.
Okay.
And we're always going to be chasing them. So that data is going to help us stay up with them as we move along.
Love it. Hey, one thing off the top of my head, you talk about the disruptors not being regulated like the financial institutions are, but will they be regulated like the financial institutions if they get even deeper into our space? Or is that just kind of pie in the sky talk?
I can kind of speak to that a little bit. It really depends on what they end up doing. So for example, if you look at Simple Bank, they are actually a bank, so they are regulated, but they're very different in the fact that they have very simple, and boats to their name, just credit cards and I think a deposit account.
Okay.
So it's very, very simple, and that's what they're keeping themselves. So it really depends on how it's structured. A good example would be maybe in the money management area. They aren't doing a financial transaction, so they do not have to be regulated in that way, but they're touching all that information because they may be aggregating it.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance would be another one. Another area would be looking at something like a blockchain. You know, that's authentication, and that's going to have that. That still is such a beautiful space that has to be contained. So there, of course, regulation, I think, is going to be part of it. But at this point, you're seeing the end user, the member, going out there and saying, I just want what's easy. Example, SoFi. Mm-hmm. Please just give me a mortgage experience that I literally do this and I'm done. So that's where, you know, Ryan's really sitting there thinking, how do I compete with that? Well, you are not going to be able to do that right now, but you can do a lot of other things. That will eventually be and build around the member that's going to be even more valuable.
Okay. Hey, Ryan, I mean, can you provide us with like kind of a before and after experience, before and after picture of your experience with this?
Yeah, the before scenario has really two steps. And one of the steps, and I think a lot of credit unions do this, is, you know, I think we need to have this product because I heard a couple members talking about it, and I think our members are really like this. So let's implement that without any regard to whether it's beneficial for them or the credit mm-hmm. union, but everyone else is in it, so why don't we do it too? That's that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
Then we moved into realizing that data gathering would help us. However, we have many, many different silos that we have to pull the data into. And when our data analyst creates a report and we go out and use it, and then next month we go, oh, well, we want that same report, he has to redo the whole report, and it takes him a long time. And so what we realize, obviously, the after, is that we need to get all this in one place in a data warehouse, along with ancillary software from all the different silos, put it in one place and be able to pull it all out together. Now we can create reports that the data analyst doesn't even have to touch anymore. The end user can go out and pull the information that they need in the format that they want it. And all he has to do is check once in a while to make sure it's still working right or get feedback from the end user.
Love it. Set it and forget it, sounds like.
Kind of,
almost. Yeah, I mean, there's obviously some managing of it, but yeah, it sounds very nice now. Life is good.
It's getting better. It's getting better.
It's getting better, Anne.
Well, one of the things I was just going to highlight was when they aggregated all the data, they were able to see, I think it's 5 profiles, that's something like 90% of your membership. And with these 5 profiles, you could really see these are the 5 types of people we have. And we know age and where they live and what kind of food they like to go, because we can tell from their purchase behavior where they shop,
mm-hmm.
We can tell what kind of car they're going to want. You know, there's all these depths of the profile, which was super insightful. On top of that was the competitive advantage. You could see who's in these exact members' wallets. And I know that you had said, Ryan, that one of the competition information was really insightful to you. Do you want to kind of speak to that a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in the we have been in the process of designing a new some new Visa products. And when we started, we thought we had to compete with everybody. And people were bringing offers in and were saying, well, this company's offering that and that company's offering that. And the model that we ended up with was a very low interest rate and transfer rates that were low without we're giving away the farm. I mean, And so I took it to the CEO, and he goes, nope, we're not doing that. So after Ann came and we looked at who our greatest competitors were, I'm going, oh, wait a minute. We don't have to compete with everybody. We just have to compete with the ones that are affecting us the most. And in that analysis that she did, we discovered that the interest rates were much higher than what we were trying to do.
Hmm.
So now we're in the process of remodeling it, and then I'll have a new model to take to the boss and say, now what do you think about this?
I love it. Well, that kind of segues my next question is like, what are your plans moving forward now? Now you got a, sounds like you have a really solid foundation here. Now it's kind of like sky's the limit.
Well, it's moving really quickly for us. We already started using M360 from OnApproach. We went through the Thrive process, learned a lot there, and now we're in the process of expanding our data warehouse. We're buying the next product from OnApproach, which is the full data extractor, which will multiply the data points that we can pull out of it and give us awesome. Even more information. That'll lead us to version 4.0. And then with the things that we've learned from Ann, we can actually, so with Ann, we did moonshot ideas. And Andrew, who's our data analyst, is two doors away from me. And he came up with some great ideas. And I say, Andrew, come here. What would it really take to do this moonshot? You know, I think we can pull this off and things like that. Mm-hmm. But also, it gave us a better idea of what our members are doing, their activities and spending and that sort of thing, and their interests. And with the Visa program that we're looking at, we can concentrate the awards program in areas that they're more interested in, and it's not just like throwing spaghetti against a wall type of thing. So with that, we're looking at what we can do for our members. We're looking at, can we do it with less people and still give them the same experience that they're already getting from us, have them feel taken care of? Can we expand from face-to-face, because our membership likes face-to-face a lot, but we're also expanding in our market. We're looking at opening a new branch in a different type of market. So what can we do digitally? How can we reach the people with information that we've gathered from Ann and meet the members' needs at the same time growing the credit union? Mm-hmm. We're also looking internally at efficiencies in how we can help the member with human resources and where we need to put our people strategically in the branches that need them at this hour and that sort of thing. So we can actually use less resources, but at the same time expand so we can still create jobs.
Sounds like it's a good problem to have.
Well, yeah, it is. And I will tell you, we're never short of new things to look at.
That's good.
And in the webinar, well, and in an article that was just done on Ann's process, you can see how things are grouped, how our membership is grouped and that sort of thing. And it makes it easier to specialize in meeting their needs. And so we're working on implementing products that will help do that.
Nice. All right, guys, wrap up question for you here. Any advice for other credit unions kind of looking to exceed in this area? Because this is where it's all going, obvious. It's clear as day. So any advice for credit unions looking to experience the same success you guys have in this area? Ann, you want to go with that?
I'll do a quick start. Sure. I think the biggest thing is to, and I know Ryan, you and I have talked about this, is make sure your culture is ready to change. Make sure you're ready to have this, because this will change you. But so kind of do a culture assessment, I guess, would be start one. Start two would be, you ready for the data? Because I know Ryan and I have had some great conversations about the data warehouse, how that works, you know, advice on how that will connect up. And we'll definitely be talking about that at the webinar. But really, those are the two pieces. Am I ready to change? Is my culture good for this? And then am I ready to figure out how I'm going to connect my data? Mm-hmm. And data warehouse is that next step. But I'd really like to hear more Ryan kind of on that.
All right, Ryan, close it out.
This is 3 hours, right?
No. Yes.
Like Ann said, you got to start with why do you want this? Why do you want data? What are you going to do with it? You can't just say everybody else has data, so we have to have data. It's a waste of time and effort, and you have to have a plan why you're going to use it. You do have to discover new things with your data, and that happens all the time. We'll say we want to look at this, the next thing we're going, well, look where that led, and let's do this. But you have to have some reason that you're going to use data. You have to ask a lot of questions. You have to understand what's going on. We did a lot of research on what software we were going to use. We talked to a lot of other credit unions to find out what ways they were planning on using it, all the way down to how do you work your governance and things like that, mm-hmm. which actually we're still working out. You need to have a strategy of buy-in, as Ann said. I think, and I've discovered, that you have to have someone at management level that's really passionate about it and will show others how they can use it. And we had a supervisor meeting the other day, and I did a commercial for data. And actually, our CEO jumped in, and a couple other people who are using data jumped in. And so it was really a good push for, hey, we can really get a lot done with data. And so we're starting that. Ann and I talked about being, what do we call that? Anyway, the agent of change for your credit union.
Yeah, catalyst of
change. And that's what we're working on.
Okay.
Also, know how you're going to use your data for your strategy, and know how you're going to use your data to create a strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to get to the point where we can switch directions quickly based on the data that we find. For example, the things that Ann has showed us, we can start working towards something and look at her stuff and go, okay, that's led to this, but the members are reacting this way, so let's change their needs as fast as we can, and that sort of thing. That's with products, marketing, everything. Just creating ways that you know the data is going to help your credit union become greater.
Excellent. You know what this reminds me of? The movie Moneyball. You know, nobody was using the data. I mean, the data was there, right. And nobody was really using it effectively. They used some of it, but they weren't using it as effectively as they could. And I listened to this podcast with Theo Epstein last night. He's the manager, former manager of Red Sox, now manager of the Cubs. And they started using, everybody had the data, but they were using it so differently than anybody else. And I see the same thing happening here, and it's just driving success. So it's such a, kind of gives me goosebumps. So I never thought I'd say data and get goosebumps in the same sentence. So.
I feel every day.
We were actually given the assignment to watch Moneyball. So.
Oh, were you? Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So I see the correlation
amongst
there.
Amongst other things.
Nice. Well, guys, hey, we're going to get this posted before the webinar, obviously. So, and good luck with the webinar. I don't see why it wouldn't be a success. So keep up the good work. And I'd really like to check in down the road, maybe in 6 months or so again, Ryan, to see where you guys are with this and to help other credit unions out who may be in the same position you were in. So it's really kind of cool to have people out there kind of pushing that proverbial envelope. So well done, folks. Good job.
Yay.
All righty. Anything
thank
else
you.
To wrap up, guys?
Nope, just a big thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Well, I was just going to say, as you know, this is a subject that we really enjoy talking about because we know what it can do for us.
Yeah.
And we appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about it.
You're welcome. Anytime, guys.